You're listening to Mary's Merry Christmas Podcast, Season 3, Episode 6, Who's Ready to Party? Hi, friends. Before we dive into this episode, I want to share a few Christmas moments I've had lately. Both of these things were at my grocery store. The first was after I pulled into the parking lot. I got out of my car and was doodling sleigh ride like this. Do 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 do. The lady loading her groceries next to me heard me and made a point to say how much she loved Christmas music. It was so nice to connect with a fellow Christmas girl. On another trip to the grocery store with my Christmas reusable bags, I had the nicest interaction with the two lovely ladies checking me out. They loved my bags, and we all started talking about our favorite Hallmark movies and drinking hot chocolate. You never know when Christmas will connect you to others. Lean in and feel the warm fuzzies. Now, in this episode, let's talk about another way to make Christmas connections, and that is through parties. In Season 2, Episode 4 of the podcast, I did a full episode on party ideas, but now I have some more to add. If you haven't listened to that one yet, add it to your list. That episode also has my Aunt Pat's Christmas tree press cookie recipe that you will love. Now let me share some parties that I loved from last year and some fun ones you might consider hosting. My friend Morgan hosted a favorite things party with lots of extra special touches. The theme was sparkle and shine, so everyone came in their best sequin sweaters and dresses. Everyone came to the party with their favorite thing wrapped to gift. We started the party with nibbles and games. For the first game, you had to pick an upside-down cup and either do the task that was inside, or you could pass and drink a Cinnamon Toast Crunch shot, which was 1 ounce of Fireball whiskey and 1 ounce of rum chata. Morgan even had a cute holiday sprinkle rim on each tiny glass. Some of the cups had prizes in them, too, so it was a big mystery and lots of fun. Then the real fun began when we all got a number and one at a time chose a wrapped gift under the tree. The twist was as each gift was opened, the person with the next number could take an already opened gift or choose a new one. Oh, the decisions! It was fun to see what everyone brought and leave with a great gift. But that was not all. There were team games that followed the favorite things, and they were hilarious. If I'm saying the word fun too much, it's because the party was really, really fun. This year's theme is Ho Ho Hoedown, and I already have my outfit and gift ready. I can't wait. This is so fun to look forward to parties, especially when you know they're going to be a blast. Another party Andy and I went to last year was a couple's Christmas party. It was a lovely party with a photo booth, themed cocktails, yummy food, and great conversations. Then Katie, the hostess, came down with a tub full of headsets. The lights dimmed and the silent disco took over. We had the best time singing and dancing the night away with great friends. Are you ready to host? Consider throwing an intimate first day of winter dinner party. Enjoy a cozy night with your best pals eating something warm like a stew, a chili, or lasagna. Play a game by the fire and spoil them with a yummy and pretty dessert like individual cheesecakes. You can purchase a large cheesecake from Costco and use a round biscuit cutter to make it into several small cakes. Top them with fresh berries and whipped cream and a sprig of rosemary. If you want to take your party to the next level, consider hiring a piano player for an hour to set the mood. If you can't afford a professional, consider a high school or college student. We have a piano teacher who lives near us. Maybe you do too and could ask for recommendations. I can see a Christmas sing-along happening. And you know, the best way to spread Christmas cheer is singing loud for all to hear. Hosting an appetizer party would be fun. Everyone brings the food and you provide the cocktails. Your theme could be bring a fun board of food, a charcuterie, a fruit board, crudité, popcorn, Mediterranean. Get creative. How about a color party? Dress in a color and bring a dish in that color. It could be as easy as wearing a red sweater and bringing chocolate-covered strawberries. Being creative can be fun. Silly parties, like an ugly Christmas sweater party or crazy slipper party, are always fun, and it's a built-in conversation to encourage your guests to mingle. Just because the party is at your house doesn't mean you have to do all the work. You can host with a friend. Planning a party together can be fun, and dividing up the work can make a party lots more manageable. One year, my friend Suzanne and I hosted a movie premiere party. We had everyone to my house for drinks and snacks, and then we went to watch the movie together at the theater. We had themed food and outfits, and we all had a great time. The movie Wicked is coming out soon, and that could be a great party idea with a built-in theme. Decorate in pink and green, and ask your guests to come as Elphaba or Glinda. After snacking, go see the movie together. I love that. Do you love to drive around and look at lights, but you're usually the driver? Consider hiring a driver or a shuttle or bus to take you and your friends and/or family around to look at lights. Be sure you can bring your hot cocoa along and your driver can crank up the Christmas tunes. This year is extra special because Hanukkah begins at sundown on Christmas Day. This has not happened since 2005. What a great opportunity to expose your kids to another special holiday. Maybe this year you host a party that celebrates traditions from both holidays. You could decorate a Christmas tree with blue and white lights, play Christmas and Hanukkah songs. For an activity, you could read a story that's meaningful to both holidays, and then together come up with a new story that combines the ones you just read and creates unity. You could do a fun craft and make Hanukkah-themed ornaments to hang on your tree while you nibble candy canes. You could play a dreidel game and a pass the Christmas present game. Finally, you can serve some yummy latkes with applesauce. This sounds like a great party that will show everyone the beauty and fun of both traditions. If you're looking to host a New Year's Eve party, invite your guests to wear a favorite hat. You can give out awards for the most creative, biggest hat, most colorful. The list of superlatives could go on, and hats are always fun. It's a simple idea to take a party to the next level. Speaking of next level, I always have a basket at the ready with hats, beads, blow-up microphones, sunglasses, and last year Andy ordered some colorful wigs that were a big hit when we hosted New Year's Eve. Andy is the best DJ around, and together we're always ready to throw a party together and a good time for our friends. Planning a party in advance is smart and makes good sense, but a last-minute party can be just as merry. We've talked a lot about party ideas in this episode, but like Cody Rigsby says, there will always be another party. Value and plan a night in if that's what your spirit needs. Maybe you plan a me party, a party by yourself. I've mentioned in other episodes about building in time for you, so this year treat yourself to a night, morning, or afternoon of doing things for yourself. A massage, facial, mani-pedi, those can be ways to pamper yourself before snuggling up to a movie of your choice and your favorite junk food. Sign me up. For this episode's top five segment, I want to share favorite holiday magazines. Flipping through a magazine is a great way to decompress and get great ideas. I save my favorites to go through again during Christmas in July. Yes, that's a thing. If it's not a magazine you want to keep for future reference, be sure to pass it along to a friend. It can even make a great addition to a hostess gift and is a great way to recycle. Number 5, Magnolia Journal, Winter Edition. This magazine by Joanna Gaines is especially great for gift ideas. I've had trouble finding the latest issue in stores because it's so popular, but I just found it on Amazon. Now I'll have my single issue in a couple of days. Number 4, Better Homes and Gardens. The current winter issue has a story about the Instagram creator and decorator I follow, Brooke, from Nesting with Grace. This magazine is great for the crafters out there. Number 3, Southern Living Christmas at Home. Year after year, this magazine is full of beautiful decor and delicious Southern recipes for all your holiday meals. Number 2, Martha Stewart Holidays. I currently have 6 pages marked for ideas and recipes I plan to make this Christmas. Big thumbs up. And number 1, Good Housekeeping Christmas Spectacular. The title of this magazine is perfect, and boy, does it deliver with great tips and tricks to get through the holidays. Bonus, Coastal Living. After Christmas, this magazine is the most exciting thing to receive in my mailbox. I save this to read on my outside deck on a sunny day and dream of the destinations that are so beautifully photographed and described. It's like a vacation in my mind. Highly recommend. Now for something yummy. Again, it's so special that Hanukkah and Christmas are at the same time this year. Here's a recipe for latkes. These crispy golden potato pancakes are a Hanukkah staple. They're easy to make and would be a great addition to your holiday menu. You'll need 2 cups of shredded potatoes, 1/4 cup of grated onion, 2 large eggs beaten, 1/4 cup of flour, salt and pepper to taste, and vegetable oil for frying. Now combine all the ingredients in a large bowl except the oil. Heat the oil in a large skillet and set to medium high. Drop spoonfuls of your potato mixture into the hot oil, flattening them with a spatula. Fry them until they're golden brown, 3 to 4 minutes per side. Finally, drain the latkes on a paper towel, then serve with applesauce or sour cream. Enjoy! Here's a Christmas quote to help you get merry. This quote is from an unknown author. Quote, Christmas is the spirit of giving without a thought of getting. It is happiness because we see joy in people. It's forgetting self and finding time for others. It's discarding the meaningless and stressing the true values. End quote. Well, friends, that's all for now. Thanks for listening. We have 4 more episodes this season. I hope you enjoy them. I love putting them together for you. Be sure to share this episode with a friend, subscribe, and give a review. If you want to be part of the conversation, follow me on Instagram and Threads at Mary's Merry Christmas Podcast. You can also email me with questions, comments, or Christmas ideas you want to share at Mary's Merry Christmas Podcast at gmail.com. Now get out there and spread some Christmas joy. You've got this.